geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Well, back at the ranch, Harbor Beach going for 2 points here on their two-point conversion after scoring 18-0. Austin Sells with his third rushing touchdown of the night with 10:21 left in the third. Josh Shelke scrambles to his left, now has to dive in. He's close to the first.
Wow.
He breaks free of a tackle, the first at the one-yard line out of three white jerseys, and somehow rolls in to the end zone standing up. Two-point conversion is good. Harbor Beach 20. Cassidy nothing. Dave, I'd like to point out, even though Harbor Beach has scored, what Cassidy is doing right on the field, though.
Oh, they actually look quite good, Clark. Defensively, they've done enough to slow Harbor Beach down. They haven't given up any big plays. A couple long runs by Seltz, some decently long runs. But outside of that, they forced a punt on Harbor Beach's first drive. And actually, they've taken him to third down a handful of times already. Harbor Beach has been up to the task so far. The only thing that's killed Cassidy in this game is that punt to start the game. That totally turned the tides towards Harbor Beach.
The turnover downs resulted in a touchdown. Then that short punt.
Yes.
The six-yard punt.
Special teams that has killed Cassidy so far in this game. A bad punt, a bad snap on a punt, and then obviously...
resulted in 14 points.
Correct.
So Harbor Beach will be kicking this one off from their 40-yard line. Mitch Hearn, number 22.
In the first quarter, Clark, Reese and Marlette tied at 14.
14 apiece, that's Reese, correct. Marlette. Marlette defeated Bad Axe by 2 last week, 34-32.
Correct. And Reese won their game last week as well over Sandusky,
Yes. 10:21 left here in the first half. Harbor Beach leads 20-0. Mitch Hearn's kick. Boots went all the way down into the hands at the 10-yard line. It's muffed by number 11, Drew Loomis, picks it up, gets out to the 25-yard line, and is going to be stopped at the 26-yard line. A 16-yard return for Drew Loomis in the Red Hawks gives Kansas City the ball at their own 26-yard line. Right to left across your radio, first and 10.
Tackler there, the junior, number 29, Jacob Finkel.
And in case you're curious, Ryan Rayburn, you know, he used to be in the Detroit Tigers. Well, he just scored for Cleveland.
Don't tell
Cleveland
me that.
Scores leading 1-0 at the top of the second. First and 10 coming in the straight eye is Cassidy, right to left across your radio. Mason Erla under center, three men behind him. They hand it off to his third guy. That would be number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, and Harbor Beach meets him at the line of scrimmage. Nothing going there. And it's going to be second and 10 to go. No game.
Tackler there, number 80, Dalton Oakey.
Dalton Oakey, 6'7", 210 pounds, senior for Harbor Beach, playing defensive end. He has the 80 jersey on.
He does. He looks like Jimmy Graham, except on defense. The guy is freakishly huge and fast.
And a few other differences.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd like to see him catch a pass, Clark. You never know.
Harbor Beach hasn't had to utilize him yet, as they're firing all cylinders. Just off Austin Seltz, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, the running game has been unbelievable so far. And even Brandon Puff getting a few nice carries just to change the pace up.
Mason Erla rolling to his right, looking to pass. Looks downfield right in the middle. And it's complete at the 35-yard line to number 10, Jack Stern. Nice heads-up play there for Mason Erla to Stern. They're going to mark him down at the 34-yard line, shy of the first down marker by 3 yards. And it's going to bring up a 3rd and 3.
Tackler there, number 10, Josh Shelke. Nice route, nice throw there by Mason Erla as they find a hole in that stingy Harbor Beach zone. And a great pass there again by Mason Erla right on the number.
So Cass City finding where Harbor Beach has a little bit of a chink in the armor, coming out in the I formation at third. A pitch out to the right to Sawyer Cuthrell. Has a lead blocker, has the first down across the 40, and he's going to be stopped at the 41-yard line. Regardless, it's a 7-yard gain and a first down. We'll throw in with a rebate, and it's going to be first and 10 for Cass City.
Tackle there, the senior, Chris Keys.
New set of downs for Cass City, moving the ball quite well, but they haven't had a drive over 2 minutes and, no, excuse me, 3 minutes and 1 second. Their first drive resulted in a punt on 8 plays. Everything else, 2 minutes and 26, 22 minutes and 26 seconds, 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and here we are. This drive started at 10:21 in the second, and we're at 8:18 right now before halftime. Harbor Beach leads 20-0. Cass City with the ball right to left crest radio, working off the right hash in the T formation. It's a handoff to the left side, right up the gut. He gets out to the 45-yard line for a 4-yard gain before the black jerseys push him back for progress, stop to the 45. On the bottom of that pile, though, is Sawyer Cuthrell, number 6, who actually looks like he has silver shoulder pads. That's because his jersey is actually tucked up on either side.
Tackler there, number 57, Preston Livingston.
4-yard pickup at the 45-yard line for Cass City. Mason early gained the call, and then the play from the sideline, 7:35 before halftime. Charlton Heston, our favorite academy up in the northern Michigan, is losing 38-0. 38-0, they are playing
Kingston.
Handoff right through the middle for Cass City. Actually, they're saying there's a fumble at the end of that play out to the 49-yard line. The ball carrier for Cass City goes unknown on that one, actually, and at the very end of the carry, number 10, Jack Stern, we're going to say on that one.
The fumble was by number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell.
I had no idea there. Sawyer Cuthrell with the end of the tackle, or end of the run, comes down with a fumble at the 49-yard line, and it's going to result in a turnover. Harbor Beach ball at Cass City's 49-yard line with 7:11 left in the first half. Brandon Puff with the carry around the left end out for 8 yards to the 42-yard line. Actually, 7-yard pickup for Harbor Beach. Clock continues to wind down. 6:55 left. 20-0 Harbor Beach leads. It's a 7-yard pickup. 3 yards to go. First down markers at the 39-yard line of Cass City.
Tackler there, number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell.
Josh Shelke hands this one off to Austin Seltz. He's out like a cannon. And he's down to the 36-yard line, has the first down by 3 yards, moved the chains for Harbor Beach, and a 6-yard pickup for Austin Seltz.
Sam Boots, the tackler for the Red Hawk defense.
Dalton Oakey checks out. Number 22, Mitch Hearn, replaces him for Harbor Beach. First and 10 from Cass City's 36-yard line, leading 20-0. And we have a flag flying at the snap here. This is more likely going to be a false start. Cassie's last drive, 6 plays, and roughly 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Approachment on the defense.
Encroachment on Cass City, 5-yard penalty for the defense, marches off 5 yards. Down to the 31-yard line now is Harbor Beach, 2nd and 5. 6:19 left in the first half, leading Cass City left to right across your radio.
Well, definitely don't need to give this Harbor Beach offense any free yardage.
It's a pitch out to the right side. Austin Sells has to do the misdirection right down the hash mark and a hard tackle at the 28-yard line by number 60 of Cass City. Jake Lawrence, the junior, came out of nowhere. That was a 4.8 earthquake coming down with Austin Seltz.
Austin Seltz hit hard, but hops right back up, and you can bet he'd be ready for the next carry.
3-yard gain for Austin Seltz. 2 to go for Harbor Beach on a 3rd and 2. First down marker is just shy of the 25-yard line on the left side of it. 5:43 left in half. 20-0 Harbor Beach working off the right hash. Cass City trying to get them out on the false start. Instead, the Harbor Beach is disciplined. They hand it off to Austin Seltz, who's all the way down to the 18-yard line and move the chains yet again. That's going to be another 6-yard pickup.
Drew Loomis, the senior, makes a tackle for Cass City.
Jazz City now has no answer for number 14.